Today's Daily DVR is, of course, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Cufflinks.com. Now listen, President's Day is on Monday, and if you order over $100 worth of products from Cufflinks.com, you're going to get a free American flag pin. So go over to Cufflinks.com/DVR and check out their products. We've also got 30% off Ox and Bull by using code OB30. They've got new and improved photo cufflinks. I was checking these out. You know, you got Cufflinks.com does everything. Go over to Cufflinks.com/DVR. Check out Beltology. It's fantastic. It's new. It's awesome. So much going on. Cufflinks.com/DVR. You can also always use the code DVR20 to get 20% off your order at any time, no minimum. Go ahead and check it out. Cufflinks.com/DVR. Now let's get on with the show. Today is Friday, February 15th, 2019, and this is Daily DVR. Welcome back, everyone, to Daily DVR. It's Friday. We got the weekend coming. It's going to be a nice one. Got a three-day weekend. Got a little surprise for you today. My man, Heath Snolo, the bastard podcaster. Heath Sentazo, as he is well known in the acting world out in Hollywood, Burbank, baby. He is bringing us back to the film list. That's right, the film list. He'll be counting down his top 500 films, and he's starting today. Now, we're gonna drop in on this sometimes on Daily DVR, but this is also going to be on the Patreon, so go over to patreon.com/DVR, and you can check that out. Heath and I have been doing some film lists over there, but this is his signature, baby. Counting down his favorite films. This is from a perspective of a person who's been on the sets, who knows what it takes to make a film. And you know what? He's also just got the love, like you and I do. He's got the love. It's Heath Snolo. So I'm going to hand it on over to him. You'll hear me back for the mid-ad break. But hey, I'm going to be listening right along with you, baby, because I love hearing my man Heath. So enjoy your weekend. Enjoy this podcast. And here's Heath.
Thank you, Axel. Daily DVR presents The Film List. You got a list? Send it to me. TheFilmList@gmail.com. Hello, folks. Welcome to Daily DVR, and I am your host, Heath Solo, today, filling in for Axel Foley, trying to give him a break as we bring back The Film List. And yes, wow, I am going to be counting down my top 500 favorite films of all time. A little background on The Film List. You've heard it from time to time on Daily DVR. It's an old podcast I used to do. Unfortunately, TalkShoe, the platform we used to use, it went under. They got rid of all the recordings. But luckily, our good friend Andy, the Vikings fan, as you know, saved a lot of our podcasts. So Axel released a top 10 I did with Scotty Six last week from the Filmless Vaults. And from time to time, we'll get some old shows resurrected. Basically, it started out as a podcast where I talk about TV, film, and all that good stuff, and people's top 10 lists. And we had a lot of episodes where people talked about the top 10 favorite films of all time. Now, I preface this, my top 500 is my favorite films, not what I think are the best 500 films, because there's going to be films in there that maybe aren't the greatest, but I loved as a kid. I loved just to love, you know, your Sharknadoes of the world. Sharknado isn't in the 500, but you know what I mean. There's certain films that you just enjoy. Maybe they're 20% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I don't look at, but that seems to come up a lot. It's weird. Rotten Tomatoes. I'm like, when I think of Rotten Tomatoes, I think of bad things. So I'm like, why would my movie want to be on Rotten Tomatoes? You know, anyway. But yeah, I'm going to count down the top 500. I'm going to do it, of course, in increments. It's going to take a while, but it'll be fun. And I've got some new twists to it. I'm going to announce the number, play the trailer, and then get into specifics, and then a couple of points of why I like it. I don't want to spoil the movies too much. I mean, there's a lot of movies I'm sure everyone's seen, like Jaws or The Godfather or stuff like that, but there's a lot of movies that maybe you're like, oh, I haven't watched that. Oh, Heath Solo likes it. Maybe I'll check it out. So I won't do any major spoilers. Just a couple of tidbits. Go over some information, who directed it, try to remember when I first saw the film, stuff like that. But a lot is changing. If you remember the top 100, those of you dedicated listeners probably do remember some stuff, but unless you're scoring at home, you probably don't remember every film. But yeah, I'm going to move some out, move some in. I got to give a special shout out to Matthew Murdick, our good friend Matt. For years when we did the film list, these top 10s, he co-hosted with me. I'd call him up in the middle of the afternoon and be like, hey, can you come on for an hour? And he would always do that back when we had free time in the old days. Axel, Donald, Anna from Indiana, yeah, with Scotty Six. We had a lot of people on throughout the years. We've done X-Files roundtables on the film list. We've done all kinds of stuff. So hopefully throughout the years on Daily DVR, for Patreon, you'll get some resurrected film list vault podcasts. Of course, the old talk show where the quality's not that good, but I think I was a better host back in the day because we were doing it more often. So I'm a little rusty. Of course, doing The True Detective and Game of Thrones with Sir Axel of Foley, of House Folo. But I'm excited to get into this top 500. So enough of me gabbing. I'm going to do 5 films today. And then the next 5 will just be released exclusively on Patreon. So if you want to become a Patreon member for the DVR Podcasting Network to get all the shows, not just the Monday, Wednesday, Friday daily DVR shows, but the Patreon shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays. At the end of the podcast, Axel will let you know how you can become a Patreon. I believe you just go to patreon.com/DVR and check it out. And, you can subscribe to little as a couple bucks a month. And it's good stuff. We're going to have stuff, content rolling, especially with Game of Thrones. It's going to be like starting April. It's going to be deep dive. I remember we did at least 3 or 4 podcasts a week for Game of Thrones. So I'm sure we'll have some Patreon exclusives there as well. But a lot of good stuff happening. So, all right, let's get on with the countdown. Here is the trailer for my 500th favorite film of all time.
Dave! Doc Hallen's been killed.
Doc Hallen? What happened?
It's over at his place. You gotta come now.
Oh, wait a minute, Steve. Tell us what happened.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. Now, this thing had killed the doc.
But what was it? Stop with it, kid.
Well, it's kind of like a... It's kind of like a mass that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Every one of you watching this screen, look out. Because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into this theater. Teenagers see it first, like a falling star from outer space.
Boy, that was close. Hey, come on, I want to see if I can find it.
An old man finds it, touches it, and this is the shocking result. From then on, there's no stopping the blob as it spreads from town to town. It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
This town is in danger.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
Starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
Yes, number 500, The Blob from 1958, starring Steve McQueen and a cast of young and up-and-coming people, whatever they said in the trailer. Watching that trailer is so funny because The Blob itself, it's like models with jelly and everyone's like freaking out. But yes, my 500th favorite film of all time, the great The Blob. Doo-doo-doo, with my boy Steve McQueen. Storyline, a mysterious creature from another planet resembling a giant blob of jelly lands on Earth. the people of a nearby small town refuse to listen to some teenagers who have witnessed the blob's destructive power. In the meantime, the blob just keeps on getting bigger. Oh boy, the blob. Directed by Irwin S. Yeworth Jr. and also directed by Russell S. Doughton Jr., but he was uncredited. Stars my boy Steve McQueen, my favorite actor of all time. As far as awards, let's see. I do own this Criterion Collection. It was a nominee for TV Land Award, Best Movie to Watch at a Drive-In in 2008. So, yes, it didn't do too well in the award categories. But this is one of those, I guess, drive-in, B-movie type. It was a 28-year-old Steve McQueen. It's his first starring role. He was doing the show Wanted Dead or Alive. And this was his start of his movie career. It's so funny because Steve McQueen, he's 28 years old, but he looks the same age in many of his movies. He just always looked like he was 35, 40 years old. But he's a stud, and he really is committed in this film. It's one of those, it's a cheesy kind of old school horror film, if you will. But I just love it. I just, McQueen's awesome. It takes itself very seriously, even though the effects aren't up to par. But for 1958, this is a gem. The Blob. Come on, you got to watch The Blob if you haven't seen it. So it comes in at number 500. Now, The Blob, I, of course, didn't see it in theaters. I wasn't born. But I first saw it when I was going through I started really watching a lot of Steve McQueen movies in 2001. My good friend Ron, he passed away from cancer a couple years after, but he was the one that introduced me to Steve McQueen, and for many Sunday nights, we'd watch a Steve McQueen movie together. He'd come over, and we'd hang out, watch a little McQueen. So I definitely rented it from Netflix for the first time. I saw it probably like 02, 03, and then, of course, I bought the Criterion Collection recently. Okay, coming in at number 499. Is a film from 2006. Here's the trailer.
We Spartans are the same. Taught never to retreat, never to surrender. Taught that death in the battlefield is the greatest glory he could achieve in his life. Spartans, the finest soldiers the world has ever known.
It's quiet now. They came through the blackness.
Be afraid! Sparta will burn to the ground! A thousand nations of the Persian Empire descend upon you!
What must a king do to save his world?
Instead, ask yourself, what should a free man do?
You threaten my people with slavery and death.
This is madness!
Madness?
This is Sparta! We will stand and fight!
A new age has begun.
Freedom! And all who know that 300 Spartans give their last breath to defend it! Spartans! Tonight, we dine in hell!
We're in for one wild night.
And yes, you heard the dialogue from actor Gerard Butler. The film is 300. Came out in 2016, directed by Zack Snyder. Starring Gerard Butler, Lena Headey, or Game of Thrones. Oh, Headey. Lena Headey. I always want to say Headey. I think of Chase Headey, the baseball player. But Lena Headey as Queen Gorgo. Dominic West. Michael Fassbender, before he became really, really big. Rodrigo Santoro, those of you may know him as Paulo from Lost, but he's done a lot of other great work since then. So yeah, 300. A lot of award nominations, we shall see. Screen Actors Guild Awards, of course, some nominees. A lot of Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror nominations. Let's see if what I like to do with these awards, Golden Globes and Oscars is what I really care about, unless you win a TV Land drive-in award like The Blob. But, yeah, I'm looking at, you know, a lot of nominees for a lot of award shows, but Satellite Awards, but Teen Choice Awards, World Stun Awards. Okay, but nothing Oscar or Golden Globe worthy. But, no, 300, I saw it in the theater. In Burbank, of course, lived the last 20 years in Burbank, so seen a lot of films there, but it was just, I loved the visual aspect of this film, to tell this story about 300 Spartans that went against a million and basically a last stand. So it's, King Leonidas of Sparta and a force of 300 men fight the Persians at Thermopylae in 480 BC. Thermopylae? You want to play Monopoly, Folo? Anyway, yeah, it's one of those movies, man. It just visually, like I was saying, it's amazing. Loved Gerard Butler. We're freaking worked out like a man. Man, everyone wanted to do the 300 workout, but I don't know how many of us did. But, man, it was just intense, and it had that Sin City feel to it. Just like the animation with real, and it's just, of course, this made Zack Snyder, of course, we won't talk about the DC universe, but, came out March 9th, 2007. Yeah, I remember I saw this in the theater, and it was just pretty awesome. I love this movie, man. It's at number 499, and, it's funny, 300 at 499, you'll always remember that. But this is where, you know, I didn't watch Phantom of the Opera, but this is when I first got introduced to Gerard Butler. I've been a big fan of his for many, many years. This actually comes on FXX channel February 19th, 11:30 a.m. So that's the next time it's on TV if you want to check it out. But 300, man, classic action, great period piece. McNulty from The Wire, Dominic West in it. Lena Headey, our Game of Thrones gal, who... you know, doing some great work before Game of Thrones, and now everyone knows her, which is awesome. But yeah, 300 comes in at number 499.
You know what? Sometimes when I'm podcasting with Solo, I just listen, and I get caught. You'll hear, like, there'll be a pause, and he'll be like, Folo? I'll be like, dude, I was just listening to you. I feel like I'm listening to a podcast. So this has been a lot of fun. But I do want to take a moment right here to stop and thank Cufflinks.com for being our sponsor. They've been with us for 4 months now. We want to keep it going. And the best way to keep it going is to order from them, to show them, hey, you know what? I heard about you from Daily DVR, Cufflinks.com. So go to Cufflinks.com/DVR. And on President's Day, which is on Monday, any order over $100 is going to get you a free American flag pin. You can also just check out all the awesome stuff they have by going to their website, cufflinks.com. Thank you, cufflinks.com. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Here's more Heath.
Dimension.
Wow, what an amazing trailer. That was the teaser trailer for Twilight Zone the movie. Yes, folks. I saw this in the theater as a young lad of, I was like 6 years old. Came out June 24th, 1983, as the trailer said. Four stories, four directors from the landmark TV series by Rod Serling, The Twilight Zone. A few remakes, a couple of new ones. Cast of characters. You got the teaser. You want to see something really scary? With Dan Aykroyd and Albert Brooks. That freaked me out. You have the first segment, Time Out. Vic Morrow starred in that. And there is a small appearance by Stephen Williams, my good buddy on 21 Jump Street, played Captain Fuller. But Vic Morrow actually got beheaded during the filming of this with a helicopter. He died while shooting this. It was kind of freaky. I remember, you know, hearing that story in the 80s. You're like, what? But yeah, Time Out is pretty much about, this guy who's such a racist. And then all of a sudden the tables turn. And man, he gets to experience bigotry, racism, and all that good stuff. Well, not really good stuff, you know what I mean. You know, he gets to go through it. So it's a pretty interesting segment. I mean, it was pretty freaky as a kid watching it, because it was like this, he went through the gauntlet of oppression, and it was just, it's funny how in the Twilight Zone things can turn. Moving on, one of the other segments, that was Time Out. Then we had, I think, the Kick the Can one. I forget what it's called. Let's see here, folks. Yeah, Kick the Can. That's what it's called. Scatman Carruthers. Kick the Can. That one was probably my least favorite, but it was pretty interesting. It had an interesting dynamic to it. Good, like, it's an old folks home, and they play Kick the Can. That's all I'm going to say. But that was an interesting one. The one that really kind of freaked me out was called It's a Good Life. Jeremy Licht from Valerie's Family was in it. Kathleen Quinlan, a young Kathleen Quinlan. Nancy Cartwright, who does the voice of Bart Simpson, played Ethel in it. So early pre-Bart Simpson, The Simpsons stuff. Bill Mummy is in it too. This one was strange, but it was kind of the first movie I remember watching where I saw someone I saw on, like, TV. So the Jeremy Licht, I was like, oh, that's the kid I watch in Valerie's Families and the movies now. And that happened a lot throughout the 80s, especially with Michael J. Fox with Family Ties crossing over and all that stuff. So, It's a Good Life. That's remember the cartoons and the woman with no mouth, so it was sewed shut. My favorite one is a remake of the old William Shatner episode where my Aunt Karen and I would call it Fat Lips, about on the plane, the creature on the plane, when Shatner opens the window of the plane and sees this monster. But it's like, does he only see it? Did it really happen? Is he going crazy? He's having a nervous breakdown. But this one, in the remake, John Lithgow stars as John Valentine. The segment's called Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. Donna Dixon's also there. A bunch of other people, but those are the big names in it. But big fan of the Twilight Zone TV show. So when they did the movie, my dad was a big Twilight Zone fan as well. So we went and saw this, and it was pretty awesome. I love the movies with, like, they have four different stories. I remember Tales from the Dark Side. I think I don't know if Tales from the Crypt did it. I remember Tales from the Dark Side, Four Rooms. It's been a lot, you know, New York Stories, a bunch of movies that have done it. And I've always been a fan of it. They don't do it too often anymore, but I like the four stories. And sometimes when they do it where it intersects in other storylines, I mean, that's what you got now. You have your major storylines, different characters, and they kind of intersect throughout the whole movie. This is actually separate segments. Joe Dante did It's a Good Life. John Landis directed the prologue and Time Out. George Miller directed Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. And a famous Steven Spielberg directed Kick the Can. So Twilight Zone the movie. Now, as far as awards, I don't know if it did much Oscars or Globes. Let's see. Well, I got 8 nominations, but they're probably... Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films. And Fantasporto, an International Film Music Critics Award. L.A. Film Critics Award. John Lithgow, Supporting Actor. But it says 14 Terms of Endearment, so I don't know. For a second there, I'm thinking of the Jack Nicholson. I'm like, he was in that? No, that's the name of the segment. No, it isn't the name of the segment, Heath. Well, anyway, that's weird. Yeah, Terms of Endearment, that's not, that wasn't the name of the segment. No, literally, Terms of Endearment, John Lithgow. He was in that movie? You know, I've never seen that movie. Wow, it's a good cast. Well, good cast in there. John Lithgow played Sam Burns. Anyway, so, really good cast. I think I do have to watch that movie. Anyway, Twilight Zone the movie, a childhood favorite. And, I remember it so vividly. I must have seen it 1,000 times as a kid. But, again, it was one of the first movies I saw in the theater, probably. A handful of movies that I saw, but when you see it in the theater and then I get to see it on VHS or rental, it was like, wow, I saw this in the theater. Now I'm watching it at home. So it's one of those movies I watched over and over. So coming in at $4.98, Twilight Zone, the movie. Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing those crazy voices when I go to the... Anyway, it's Heath Solo here on The Filmist. You listen to Daily DVR, my top 500 favorite films of all time. So coming in at $4.97 is a classic. From a Scotty 6, 1989, the year of 1989. Many great films came out that year. Well, here's a trailer for one film that comes in at $4.97.
All I do is dream of you the whole night through.
You told me over and over again you'd leave Miriam. We made plans.
I didn't.
You did.
With the dawn, still go on dreaming of you.
I know I told you this before, but if you play your cards right, you can have my body.
Wouldn't you rather leave it to science?
You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever.
The woman won't listen to reason, then you go on to the next step.
What, threats? Violence? What are we talking about here?
She can be gotten rid of. I mean, I know a lot of people. Money will buy whatever's necessary.
I'm not even going to comment on that. That's mind-boggling.
And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away.
Hey, listen, marry me. I'm serious. That's the only thing that will satisfy me. Marry me. I'm crazy about you. You're single. You know, my marriage is not going
to
last.
I got to talk to you.
Skies are green, skies are blue, morning, noon, and night, too. All I do the whole day through is dream of you.
It's a human life. You don't think God sees?
God is a luxury I can't afford.
The thunder and the rain, which I love. It's a film directed by good old Woody Allen. It's called Crimes and Misdemeanors. Came out November 3rd, 1989. An amazing cast. Again, written and directed by Woody Allen. You have Martin Landau, Claire Bloom, Angelica Houston, Joanna Gleason, Alan Alda, Sam Waterston, and the great Jerry Orbach, the late great Jerry Orbach. I love that son of a gun. Good old Law and Order, Jerry Orbach, and Dirty Dancing, of course. But great, great film. This movie. Something about Woody Allen. I'm a big Woody Allen. Either you love Woody or you hate him. Marrying his stepdaughter, I understand that. But as a director, I just love his work. He has the backdrop of New York for 98% of his movies. Sometimes, you know, Italy and a few others. Paris. But for the most part, his classics take place in New York. And kind of plays the same character, just kind of going through the motions, if you will, of life and love and with the backdrop of New York. But he can also have this way to interweave various plots and plot twists through this normal background. It's got the same feel. A lot of his movies have the same feel, but yet the plots, it's almost like it's happening in real life. It doesn't feel like one of those movies where, you know, you just, you know, action movies or something like that, where you just, you know, you have to go to this world and suspend the disbelief and all that. Woody Allen is able to do these films with the backdrop of New York, as I said 42 times already, but it's just, they seem like you're watching almost like a home video. And I mean that in the most endearing way possible, but it's just like, it has this everyday life feel, but yet some of these plot twists are just nuts. And this one is just a gem. I can't even pronounce this. An ophthalmologist's mistress threatens to reveal their affair to his wife, while a married documentary filmmaker is infatuated with another woman. Typical Woody Allen tagline there, but man, I really enjoy his films, and it's going to be interesting to see in the top 500 how many Woody Allen films do make it, because I love, there's probably about 20, 25 of his films I adore. And to weave them in the countdown is going to be interesting. But this one's a great one. Martin Landau and Woody Allen back and forth are fantastic. Alan Alda and Mia Farrow, just fantastic, as always, as they are in all his films that they're in. excuse me, little cough there, live on the film list. But Jerry Orbach is like the hitman. It's classic. Saw this movie first time. It was definitely on DVD rental in late 90s when I really started getting more into Woody Allen. But finally, a movie that was nominated for some Oscars. What do you know? Oh, my God. Okay. I'm getting some credibility here on the film list. Let's see. Oscars, okay. Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Martin Landau. Best Director, Woody Allen. And Best Writing Screenplay written directly for the screen, Woody Allen. Just nominations, no wins. And then for the Golden Globes in 1990, it was a nominated for Best Motion Picture Drama. It was nominated for a bunch of BAFTA awards, screenplay, film, editing, direction, Angelica Houston in a supporting role, and Alan Alda in a supporting role. Just a great, cleaned up at the Boston Critics Awards. Anyway, just a great film. I definitely want to revisit it, but the dialogue's so snappy. Again, I'm a big Woody Allen fan. If you're not a Woody Allen fan, of course, okay, fine. You probably won't like the movie, but you can appreciate the acting of the other actors if you can bypass that. But I do love Woody, and I love all his movies. And he cranks out movies every year, and he always tends to put people in, especially nowadays in the last 20 years, anyone in Hollywood who's hot at the time. I remember when Entourage was out and Adrian Grenier was hot, he put him in the movie, you know. American Pie guy was in there. American Pie guy, what the heck is his name? I forget his name. Jason Biggs. Like, he just, you know, Christina Ricci, puts in everyone. And he's definitely, I wonder if he just goes to his agent and be like, okay, who's hot this year? All right, let's put him in. He loves Scarlett Johansson. He used Scarlett Johansson a lot. But just a great, great film. And it comes in at $4.97. All right, and for today's Daily DVR, we've got one more film, and then we're going to end it at 5. So coming in at $4.96 is a film I thought was from 1989, but it actually came out in 1990. So here is the trailer.
Now hold on a minute. Don't you think we ought to talk?
What, about how I'm going to run? Sure.
About how you've managed to live as long as you have.
Think he can drive?
Well, we can drive. He can drive beyond the limits of the tires, the engine, the car, anything else.
There's nothing I can't do with a race car.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. There's only so much I can do.
You want me to work the pit and you drive?
You run good?
Thank you.
We'll see how you do in the crowd.
He's desperate to get your attention.
You got it. I've walked into a jungle.
Come up here and do it. I'll take you to a race.
Really, I can't. I'm a doctor. I'm a cool.
Think your driving can't improve?
I'll take your word for what a car can do, but I'm not taking anybody's word for what I can do.
I don't want you to hold a bad opinion of Cole. I believe it scares him. He needs reassurance from you that he's okay. After all,
how could you ignore me like that? I wasn't ignoring you.
You're his doctor. See, a driver gets his bell rung and a couple of lights flicker. And loses what he needs more than his eyesight, more than his reflexes, more than anything in the world.
I've raced with my legs broke, heart bruised, eyes popping out of my head like they're on springs.
He loses his need. The need to drive right out there on the ragged edge.
He doesn't believe you can drive anymore.
How long before you find out if you're really good?
You just want to race again.
Well, you're really lucky.
You get back in that car, you'll die.
Yeah, good old Days of Thunder, produced by Don Simpson and Jerry Bruckheimer. Days of Thunder came out June 27th, 1990. Wow, I saw this in the theater as a young lad. A young hotshot stock car driver gets his chance to compete at the top level. Directed by the late Tony Scott, writers, story, Tom Cruise and Robert Towne. So screenplay, I'm assuming it's Robert Towne, but I have to check. Yes, Robert Towne wrote the screenplay. Tom Cruise as Cole Trickle. You got Nicole Kidman. Their on-screen romance began and off. Robert Duvall, who is fantastic in this film. He's just A-plus actor there. Randy Quaid, Cary Elwes, Michael Rooker. Fred Dalton Thompson from Law & Order plays Big John. John C. Reilly. Oh, I forgot he was in this film. Good old John C. Reilly getting his career started. So, yeah. Margot Martindale. She's in this film, too. Wow. That's what I love about looking. Nick Searcy. Wow, this is a Justified reunion here. That's what I love about going through IMDb. You forget how many people had small roles at the beginning of their career in major movies. Pretty awesome. Days of Thunder. I'm not a big race car fan. Big Tom Cruise fan. Still am and always will be. And, of course, at this time, I was in my heyday when I actually kind of looked like him. I was built like him and was in good shape and wanted to be an actor. And, you know, Tom Cruising it up. One of my idols. Of course, you know, before the Scientology thing. But regardless of the Scientology, I'm a big Tom Cruise fan. I love Tom Cruise, one of my all-time favorites. But, yeah, I'm not a big race car fan, but this actually made me, I'm not going to say a fan because I never really, I think I've watched Daytona a few times. That's about it. But as, woohoo, early morning whiskey. No, just kidding. Sober as a judge. Or sober as the Pope. No, sober as a judge. You know, but I wanted to get into NASCAR. I just couldn't. I mean, into 89 sports, I couldn't add another one. But it was real exciting. And this film just, you know, the Tony Scott, I mean, there's so many movies I love that he directed. It just has that feel. But the Bruckheimer Simpson, this, you know, with Top Gun, Days of Thunder, and then went into the 90s with Con Air and all those crazy action films. Big budget ones. But yeah, Days of Thunder, man. Michael Rooker, classic in this film. But yeah, Robert Duvall, he's just such an amazing actor. And when you put major actors in anything, they're good. I mean, guys like Robert Duvall, Robert Downey Jr., you know, Harrison Ford, you know, you have Tommy Hanks, guys like that. It just, you know, they make movies just better. And Robert Duvall is perfect to co-star with Tom Cruise in this, and then a young Nicole Kidman. Oh my Lord. You know, Nicole Kidman, I mean, just a great actress, one of my favorite actresses of all time. But she's awesome in this. She's coming from Australia in Dead Calm, and I think this is her first major, probably her first big hit. I'd have to look up her IMDb credits exactly in order, but yeah, man, Days of Thunder. Just get a kick out of this movie. I haven't watched it in a while, but watching the trailer, I get excited. The young Tom Cruise, he's coming in on his bike with his wavy hair, and that's just cool, man. It was cool for 1990. All right, so I started the countdown at number 500 with The Blob. 499 was the film 300. 498, Twilight Zone, the movie. 497, Crimes and Misdemeanors. And number 496, Days of Thunder. All right, so that's just a little tidbit to start. A lot of these, I don't want to oversaturate you with too many films in one pod. I think five's a good clip to kind of get the juices flowing again. You know, maybe we'll do longer ones when I have Axel on with me. What I also want to do is go through, I want like DJ Timmy Hines and Axel or something. I'm going to give them like 10 movies, and then I'm like, okay, you guys got a podcast about it. These are my next 10 favorite films. Let me know if you like them, just to get a different perspective. So it's not just me rambling on, because all this is going to be is like, oh, this movie's cool, this is awesome. But it's more of, you know, a tribute to these films that have really entertained me through the years and through childhood and through adulthood. And, you know, I don't want to go in depth too much because of spoilers as we get, you know, from time to time, there might be one of those movies where, we just want to talk about it and we'll dedicate a podcast to just one movie, but I just, you know, going to flow and see how this goes, but it gives you, you know, it's five different films in the first five, 500 to 496. So I just wanted to whet the appetite for this. What we're gonna do, I don't know, I'm, you know, as I record my top 500, we may throw some on Patreon only. We'll let you know. The first five, of course, is on Daily DVR, and then as I get time to record and whatnot, I will keep going, and whatever the CEO Axel Foley wants to do, we'll figure it out, but of course we'll let you know. But I appreciate you listening, and I was glad to take over the Daily DVR for a day and keep moving forward. Yeah, this is going to be fun. This is good for me. I love lists, as you know, love talking movies, and just to have them down to create this top 500 is just something I've been wanting to do for a long time. You know, start out with 100, and then I'm like, okay. And then you realize, gosh, there's so many other movies I want to talk about, or at least get out there in the ethos of podcasting, the ethos of podcasting universe of the ozone layer, to get it out there and just maybe start a discussion, or someone, you know, tweets me at Heath Actor on the Twitter and just be like, hey, I never saw The Blob, but I watched it. God, it was awful, but I loved it. Or, you know, just little things. So hit me up on the Twitter. Also, you know, if you have any lists, love to read them on Daily DVR. Could be top 10 favorite actors, top 10 favorite films, could be top 10, you know, musical scores, whatever. Send them in, thefilmlist@gmail.com. All right, so I'm sure Axel will play some music and take us out, but we'll see you next time on The Film List.